is KLIL, Western California's great music station.
It's 12 o'clock, 50 degrees in Ukiah. Time for a complete summary of news of Ukiah and the Redwood Empire, California, world and national news, as well as a look at sports and weather, brought to you this noon by the Prescription Center. While Ukiah Valley residents were enjoying the music of country recording star Stoney Edwards at Carl Purdy Hall for the annual Fireman's Ball, department crews were hard at work extinguishing a large fire at Perkins and Pine Street in Ukiah. Spokesmen report a palm tree over 40 feet tall began burning around 9:41 Saturday night, and by the time crews were on the scene, the entire tree was spewing flames in what one eyewitness described as a giant Roman candle-like flame. The veteran palm tree caught fire from unknown causes just in front of the State Department of Health in Ukiah. Fortunately, the fire did not spread as crews quickly extinguished the blaze, which caused, according to a spokesman, extreme heat and light in the area. Apparently, the tall, bright flames had little effect on attendance at the Ukiah Fireman's Ball. A department official told us the dance was a great success with an exceptionally large crowd and a good crowd on hand. The cleanup crew reports a valuable ring was found at Carl Purdy Hall. After the dance, the owner can claim the jewelry upon description at the firehouse on School Street in downtown Ukiah. While the selection process for Ukiah's mayor is shaping into a highly controversial issue locally, KLIL newsman Tom Holmes has the latest.
Tomorrow evening, the Ukiah City Council adjourns to select a new mayor from among its members to head the city in what could be a phony legal question, and that question being whether the selection process should be behind closed doors, as City Attorney Randall Wood indicates is traditional, or be in the form of an open public hearing, and the council begins its meeting at 8 o'clock that Tuesday. Ukiah City officials said the decision will be made before the meeting and announced at 8 o'clock. However, the State Attorney General's office says such informal closed meetings violate the Brown Act, which is the law designed to protect the public's right to know about public proceedings. Newly elected Councilman Barry Wood tells KLIL that the selection portion of Tuesday's council session should be an open meeting. Ukiah's present mayor, Jack Simpson, told newsmen a pre-council gathering would be legal while defending the council's right to discuss the appointment in private. The matter could very possibly affect the selection of a Fort Bragg mayor. Robert Heave, over a 10-mile judge in Fort Bragg and last week's top choice as a city councilman for the coastal city, says he's insisting that Fort Bragg mayor be chosen in an open public meeting.
The theory behind it, of course, being that the people of the city are entitled to know what is going on when their mayor is selected, be present to express their viewpoints if they so desire, and to prevent any behind-the-scenes action in selecting such officials. I think this is the very basic part of the democratic process that we operate under.
Here in Ukiah, the vice mayor has traditionally become mayor. However, there's strong feeling now the new council will break with tradition and select a new mayor at Tuesday's meeting. Whether that selection process will be public or private is still not clear. Reporting for KLIL Radio News in Ukiah, this is Tom Holmes.
And let me make one correction, Tom. The name of the Ukiah City Attorney is Randy Hayes. An attempt was made to blow up a bus yesterday in which Reverend Jim Jones of the People's Temple Christian Church of Redwood Valley was riding. The incident took place in San Francisco. Details now from Associate Pastor Michael Probst.
The bomb, discovered yesterday morning by a security guard, was planted strategically underneath the fuel tank of the bus Reverend Jim Jones was on with his wife Marcelin and a staff worker. The bus was parked with the 11 other of the Temple's former Greyhound buses in the lot of the Benjamin Franklin Junior High School, where People's Temple was holding services this weekend. About 8 police units in all came to the school, including officers, investigators, and a bomb squad. One detective, after discovering that the bomb fuse had burned down to a small fraction of an inch and then went out, said to Reverend Jones, quote, "I don't know what kept the bomb from going off. It's really a miracle," unquote. A number of individuals who had been involved with militant groups and activities of both the extreme left and the extreme right have been reformed by People's Temple and are now members of the church. This caused the same investigator to speculate that it may have been Reverend Jones' opposition to militancy and the church's nonviolent stance that prompted the attempted bombing.
Michael Croats for the People's Temple Church. Friday was the deadline for filing papers for candidacy in the June primary election at the elections office at the county courthouse. The political picture in Mendocino County shapes up this way. Barney Rowland of Laytonville, who had entered the race for the state senate as a Republican, withdrew, then reconsidered, at the last minute withdrew again and filed as a candidate for the Republican Central Committee. For Mendocino County Assessor, incumbent Webb Brown and James Lashbrook of Fort Bragg. County Clerk reporter Viola Richardson will have a challenger in Deborah White, the publisher of the Big River News on the coast. Auditor Controller R.K. Shore will run unopposed. So will District Attorney Duncan James. For Sheriff Corner, there are three in the race. Sheriff Reno Bartlemay will be opposed by Fort Bragg Police Chief Tom Jondal and Coast businessman R.B. Beacon. Superintendent of Schools Lou Dasso will run unopposed. For County Supervisor in the 3rd District, Harvey Sawyer, the incumbent, will be opposed by Leonard Strider of Laytonville and Jim Eddy of Powder Valley. In the South Coast, Supervisor Ted Galletti will be opposed by Alvin Withers, Taylor York, and Bruce Levine. Tom Thurmond of Ukiah will challenge Sam Ray, Jr., the county treasurer tax collector. Superior Court Judge A.B. Broaddus will run unopposed. In the 10-mile judicial district on the coast, Kenneth Johnson and Hal Storer. Judge Galen Hathaway of the Little Lake Judicial District in Willits will run unopposed. For the state senate on the Democratic ticket, County Supervisor Ernie Banker. And for the State Board of Equalization, 3rd District, Joyce Stancliffe. Residential construction is not expected to improve in the Redwood Empire north of the bay this year. According to an appliance dealer's publication, The Dealer, residential construction slipped slightly in 1973 and will probably remain down this year because of bad water supply, inadequate sewer and water supply systems. The ratio. Mendocino and Lake Counties especially are expected to increase production of livestock and related farm goods during 1974, although dairies are having some problems in meeting restrictions on the disposal of waste. Commercial construction in the area has been catching up with population growth and will tend to stabilize in the coming year. The report indicates that employment remains relatively high and stable, and personal income is good in the commute counties of Marin and Southern Sonoma County, not so good in Mendocino and Lake Counties. 85-year-old Tony Marshall of Ukiah died Saturday in a local convalescent hospital. A 30-year resident of Ukiah, he's survived by his wife, Rena, and three children, along with eight grandchildren. The former building contractor was born in Italy. Services will be at 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at Santa Rosa Memorial Park. Living in mortuary is in charge of funeral services. The Mendocino County Coroner's Office reports the death of 78-year-old Evan Fetty Wilbur of Covelo. The report indicates the elderly man took his own life with a gun. He is survived by a daughter, Myrtle Wilbur of Covelo. Anchor Lucier Mortuary is in charge of funeral arrangements. The very active Ukiah JCs will have a membership and orientation get-together this week. Mark Raymond has the details.
Young men can change the world, but it requires leadership training and community involvement. That's what the JCs are all about. The Ukiah JCs will hold a membership and orientation night Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in the Masonite Room of the Palace Hotel. District Attorney Duncan James, the Ukiah JCs Young Man of the Year, will be the featured speaker, and California JC Vice President Walt Sadie will discuss the JC philosophy. If you're a young man between 18 and 35, come and see what the JCs can do for you and what you can do for your community. If you decide to join, dinner is on us. It'll be the most worthwhile $3 you've ever saved.
Mark Raymond of the Ukiah JCs. The wife of gubernatorial candidate William Roth is in Ukiah today. Mrs. Joan Roth is scheduled to visit our KLO studios in just a few moments. In local sports, the North Bay League champion Ukiah High Wildcats failed to live up to earlier expectations Saturday night in the top of the Bay tournament at Sonoma State College.
Mobile homes, offering protection from virtually any kind of direct, sudden, and accidental loss, except by collision or upset. This comprehensive plan covers fire, windstorm, theft or attempted theft, window, door, or mirror glass breakage, damage from bursting water pipes, and most any other loss or damage you may incur. Your personal effects are automatically protected both inside and outside the mobile home, and personal liability is a standard feature, paying court costs, attorney fees, necessary first aid costs with a special medical payments feature. Of course, this is only a small description of the benefits provided under the Mobile Homeowners Protection Policy. For all the details on how to customize this policy to your needs, call or come by Shore, Reddy & Engelman Insurance, 111 West Perkins, across from the courthouse, or phone for complete information with no obligation, 462-4748, Shore, Reddy & Engelman Insurance. Two Mayo College students have given streaking an international flavor. The students, both believed to be from the University of British Columbia, were cheered on by a handful of supporters yesterday as they dashed across the U.S.-Canadian border and into Point Roberts, Washington. They rounded the first stop sign on the American side and then streaked back into Canada, unscathed and, of course, unclothed. And that's the midday roundup of World and Western News, brought to you by the Prescription Center, where they feature fast, accurate prescription service, also free parking and delivery, and by Shore, Reddy & Engelman, programming insurance to your needs on Perkins Street, across from the courthouse in downtown Ukiah. To keep informed of the world around you, keep tuned to Radio 14 KUKI Ukiah. And now, at 12:10, a report on sports.
Golfing biggies.
Hucks Ukiah Tire Company, the home of Armstrong and Hood Tires, presents the Spotlight on Sport, a complete roundup of sports stories and features compiled from the wires of Associated Press and the KUKI Sports Desk. And now, the Spotlight on Sports.
Some of pro golf's best players fell victim to the water, woods, and other woes that make up the Blue Monster course at Doral Country Club in Miami. And in the end, it was tough little Buddy Allen who emerged the winner in the Doral Eastern Open yesterday. Allen said he was just trying to hang in and collect a good check, but his final round 67 and 272 total was a 16 under par and a record for the course. The victory, Allen's third in 4 years on the tour, earned him $30,000. Jerry Hurd finished second with a 68 and a 273 total. He lost any chance for victory with a sliced drive on the final hole. Australian Bruce Devlin fell back with a bogey on 17 and tied with countryman Bruce Kramp, 274. Next came Bert Yancey and Tom Weisskopf at 275. Carol Mann says she was shooting for second place in the final round of the $100,000 women's golf tournament in Houston. She started the day with 5 strokes off the pace, but her 4-under-par 69 gave her a 219 total, good for the $20,000 first prize by two shots over Kathy Whitworth, who faded to a closing 76. Big victories by UCLA and North Carolina State during the weekend ensured them spots in the NCAA postseason basketball playoffs, but Maryland apparently overcome by the emotional letdown of its loss to North Carolina State, decided against a bid from the National Invitational Tournament. The resilient Bruins of UCLA rode into the NCAA tournament with a resounding 82-52 victory over Southern Cal for the Pacific 8 title. North Carolina State earned a berth by beating Maryland 103-100 in an overtime thriller for the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship. The entrance of UCLA and North Carolina State almost completes the picture for the NCAA playoffs, which opened Saturday with a swarm of first-round games from New York to Pocatello, Idaho. In the Big Ten, Indiana and Michigan tied for the title. They play tonight in Champaign, Illinois for an NCAA berth. 9 teams survived the first-round playoffs Saturday. They are Providence, Pitt, Furman, Notre Dame, Marquette, Oral Roberts, Creighton, Dayton, and New Mexico. Bobby Unser outdueled brother Al Unser down the stretch and won the 5th California 500-mile auto race after a freak accident struck down A.J. Foyt. The oldest of the two drivers, brothers from Albuquerque, New Mexico, came home a scant half-second ahead of his younger brother. The brilliantly executed race had started yesterday with many uncertainties because of a fuel shortage on and off the track. The two brothers solved the fuel problem on the track by going the 500 miles with only 280 gallons of fuel and an estimated 100,000 spectators solve their own gas problems to see the action. Oakland plays today, and I'll have that baseball story after this.
Hucks Ukiah Tire Service, headquarters for Armstrong Tires. Tires that give you more miles of driving pleasure, tires that will take rough handling, and give you more miles per gallon by reduced road resistance. Like the Armstrong Ultra Sport Radio with the ultimate in tread design, the Surveyor 78, the tire with two pluses, two steel belts, plus two super polyester cord plies to withstand rough punishment for a tough, protected, rigid tread. Luxury Kyle Tire Service is on. Tires to fit all types of cars. For sports car buffs, the Ultra Sport. It makes your car handle the road like a bucket seat fits your body, with comfort and sure support that makes driving fun. And get your tickets for the Redwood Empire Lions annual Crab Feed to be held March 31st at the Ukiah Fairgrounds from Huck's Ukiah Tire Service, South State Street, across from the airport.
The Oakland Athletics lineup will be missing regulars Dick Green at second base and Sal Bando at third when they play Milwaukee in a baseball exhibition game in Mesa, Arizona today. Manager Alvin Dark said at yesterday's routine work.
Retire.
Now with a report on the Pioneer Weather Wire, it burns.
Thank you, Bill. It's 52 degrees. Let's talk about the weather. Weather affects us all, whether it be a sunny or a rainy day. The Pioneer Weather Wire is brought to you by the Pioneer Company. Specialists in heating, home furnishings, and decorating, 245 East Stanley Street. Drizzle is all that remains of heavy rain that produced weekend flooding from northern Texas into Kansas and Missouri, but the heavy rain is spreading eastward and some substantial rainfalls are expected from the Ohio Valley to the central Gulf Coast. Snow is falling in Nebraska and freezing rain is falling in the Dakotas. Scotts Bluff, Nebraska received 7 inches of snow in 6 hours. Light rain is falling from South Dakota through the Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley with a few thunder showers from Arkansas into Illinois. Some rain also is falling in the southern Appalachians. Rain is spread over much of the Pacific Northwest and northern California with some snow at higher levels. Skies are clear over the northern and southern Rockies into Arizona and southern California. Fair weather prevails from the northern Great Lakes through the northeast and also in Florida. The lowest reading overnight in the 48 contiguous states was 2 in Bozeman, Montana. Yesterday's highest temperature was 94 in Ocala, Florida. Rain will occur from the Gulf to the southern Great Lakes with thunder showers as far north as the middle Mississippi Valley and Ohio River. There will be rain in the northeastern plains and rain mixed with snow in the northwestern plains. On the California weather scene, late Sunday afternoon, a weak slow-moving weather front began spreading rain across northern California. Amounts of rain were generally light, through up to half an inch was reported on the north coast and at Mount Shasta. Lake Tahoe had a few snow flurries. Maximum temperatures yesterday ranged from the mid-50s to the upper 60s. Readings in the mountains were in the upper 30s and the 40s. This morning, the front was weakening in northern California. The rain has turned to showers, and weather radar shows the showers have spread into central California. Cloudiness covers the northern half of the state, while the south has fair skies. Temperatures are again generally in the 40s and the low 50s. An upper-level trough is following the front. This trough will bring showers north of Monterey-Merced line today. There will be only a chance of showers in the west of central California. The showers should end tonight. Southern California will continue to enjoy mostly sunny skies. There will be a little change in temperature. And in just a moment, we'll have a close check on our local weather.
If you're looking for real value in living room furniture and Riviera sofa beds, then your best bet is Pioneer. Specialists in decorating and home furnishings. In Pioneer's expansive showroom, you'll see what you want at a price you'll want to pay. Here's what you'll see. A seal brown corduroy velvet sofa in classic styling, just $247.95. Or how about a crusted front, tufted back sofa in shimmering golden velvet elegance, yours for a low $239.95. The Pioneer can make it possible for you to bring new elegance and quick, comfortable sleeping comfort into your home with a Riviera sofa bed and at greatly reduced prices. Example,
an early American-style Riviera in maple wood trim with Banlon floral print, avocado burnt orange in color. All this beauty in a queen size for $371.95. Now, there are too many values to mention here, so see for yourself. Drop by. The Pioneer Furniture Company, 245 East Stanley in Ukiah.
Occasional rain today and tonight, partly cloudy Tuesday with a chance of showers in the north during the morning. Currently, 52 degrees, look for a high of 53 and a low overnight of 40. And that's the Weather Wire, brought to you by the Pioneer Company, featuring the finest in home furnishings and complete heating. Listen for the Pioneer Weather Wire daily at 7:15, 12:15, and 5:15. Rick Billings is next with a report on the local scene.
An attempted bombing and the strike continues. That's what's happening close to home, brought to you by the Mendocino Abandoned Storage, agents for Allied Band Lines, and by Chick's House of Spirits, featuring Wine by Wire, It's a California First. Attempts have been made to blow up a bus carrying the Reverend Jim Jones of the People's Temple Church in Redwood Valley. Associate pastor of the church, Michael Prokes, tells what happened in San Francisco.
The bomb, discovered yesterday morning by a security guard, was planted strategically underneath the fuel tank of the bus Reverend Jim Jones was on with his wife Marcia and a staff worker. The bus was parked with 11 other of the temple's former Greyhound buses in the lot of the Benjamin Franklin Junior High School, where People's Temple was holding services this weekend. About eight police units in all came to the school, including officers, investigators, and a bomb squad. One detective, after discovering that the bomb fuse had burned down to a small fraction of an inch and then went out, said to Reverend Jones, quote, "I don't know what kept the bomb from going off. It's really a miracle," unquote. A number of individuals who had been involved with militant groups and activities of both the extreme left and the extreme right have been reformed by People's Temple and are now members of the church. This caused the same investigator to speculate that it may have been Reverend Jones' opposition to militancy and the church's nonviolent stance that prompted the attempted bombing.
Michael Prokes of the People's Temple Christian Church in Redwood Valley. A 71-year-old Willits man remains in custody today following a barroom brawl in Willits Saturday.